Financial markets calm down, even with the situation in Ukraine still fluid.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the global perspective on business and economics. Today, the head of the big Russian natural gas company Gazprom says it's taking away the major discount on natural gas it sells to Ukraine, but says it might be able to offer loans to Ukraine to pay its gas bills. Gazprom is owned by the Russian government, and the move is seen as a way to place more pressure on Kiev. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said this morning Russia is ready to use all means to, quote, protect Russians in Ukraine, but hopes he will not have to use force in eastern Ukraine. The BBC's Famil Ismailov is in Kiev. Good morning.
Good morning there.
What is the situation in Kiev as you get into afternoon your time now?
Well, it's pretty calm. People just go about the usual business. But at the same time, you can feel this tension underneath because people are very confused and they don't know what's going to happen next with the country.
As European powers and the United States debate whether or not to apply sanctions to Russia for its moves. Tell me about the underlying state of Ukraine's economy.
Well, Ukraine economy is very weak at the moment. The economy is in dire straits and it needs not just investments. It needs propping up because the deficit of the budget is huge and there's practically no money to pay pensions and salaries of the state employees.
And then you add to that headlines this morning that Russia's state-owned natural gas company Gazprom is going to get rid of the discount that it was giving Ukraine for natural gas sales. That's going to increase the bills and the debt even higher.
That's correct. The problem is still not so much economical, but psychological and political. If Russians will continue to press on with the economic leverage as well as military leverage, the image will be undermined so much that lots of investments and businesses that the Ukrainians did with Russia will be diverted to other markets. And that will affect the Russian economy, which in itself has its own structural problems.
The BBC's Famil Ismailov in Kiev. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Reportedly, Russian commanders have now ordered troops outside the eastern border with Ukraine to stop their military exercises and go back to barracks. That has helped calm international markets. Let's check the numbers. The FT 100 in London is up 1.7%. The DAX in Germany at this moment is up 2%. The key stock index in Moscow has gone up about 5% after plunging yesterday. S&P, Dow, and Nasdaq futures are all up about 1% this morning. One of the top officials guiding economic policy in the United States says he supports the Federal Reserve's plans to taper away from stimulus. Eric Rosengren is president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Into late last year, he was a dissenter on this point.
The decision that was made in December, I was a dissenter at that decision. But I think the decision to start tapering once we've started, we have to think about where the economy is going and are we far enough away from where we were expecting to be that we should change that policy. And so while I would have preferred personally to have waited, once that decision was made, I think we should carry through with the policy.
Rosengren talks to us about the Fed in Boston rolling up its sleeves to help troubled economies in New England. If you missed that conversation on the air, the interview is also at marketplace.org. New homes in America are a lot bigger than they used to be. In fact, since 1950, the size of homes in this country has doubled to about 2,500 square feet. And a bigger home generally uses more energy, right? Well, one professor is trashing these trends by sleeping in a 6x6 dumpster. Reporter Luke Quinton climbs in.
Everywhere he goes, students holler Jeff Wilson's new nickname, Professor Dumpster. That's because this month, Wilson moved into a sanitized recycling dumpster on the campus of Houston-Tillotson University. He's had this in mind for a while.
One day I was just sitting at a coffee shop, looked out the window, and decided that the dumpster I saw outside was the one I was going to be making my home.
It's not exactly comfy, but at least this dumpster is tall. You can stand up inside it, and there's not much stuff. When he moved out of his house, Wilson sold almost everything he owned. Now his clothes and gear hang from one little rack.
And I'm happier. There's not a whole lot of decisions I have to make in the morning on what to wear to work. I have three pairs of pants, and one of them's bright orange.
Wilson will sleep here for an entire year to make a point about sustainability.
The hypothesis of this experiment is you can have a pretty darn good life on the 1%. 1% the size, 1% the energy, 1% the water.
Wilson argues that our homes consume far too much energy, so he's living the other extreme, hauling water from the river, which takes an hour, using candles at night, and...
How do you get into this thing?
Okay, so...
Constantly hauling himself into a box with no doors to prove that you can live in 33 square feet.
Yeah. Up in. And you're home.
But this dumpster will be renovated. As the year goes on, Wilson and his students at this historically black college will turn his green metal box into a solar-powered box.
By the end, you and I will be standing here a year from now with a fully off-grid, sustainable home.
But until then, this dumpster has one thing going for it that most Austin homes don't: a fully paid mortgage and a clear view of the downtown skyline.
$1,000 house, $1 million view.
In Austin, I'm Luke Quinton for Marketplace.
And Professor Wilson's idea is not the only innovative idea on housing development and renovation that we've been covering this week. If you go over to marketplace.org later on, you can hear a report about how one global charity is helping to convert corrugated steel boxes, shipping containers, into useful, affordable housing for people really in need in cities around the world. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.